President Bush and other world leaders are using the United Nations General Assembly to promote their views on the war in Iraq. In an address to the General Assembly yesterday, President Bush urged other nations to assist Iraq as it moves toward democracy. The United States wants contributions of troops and money to the stabilization effort, but potential donors still feel bruised over the U.S. decision last spring to go to war without the consent of the U.N. Security Council. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
As President Bush faced representatives of the 191 nations of the General Assembly, he acknowledged the lingering acrimony over the war in Iraq. But he said that there was and remains unity among member nations on the fundamental principles and objectives of the United Nations.
We are dedicated to the defense of our collective security and to the advance of human rights. These permanent commitments call us to great work in the world. Work we must do together. So let us move forward.
In principle, UN Secretary General Kofi Annan agreed. In his opening report to the General Assembly, Annan said that the UN must overcome its differences for the sake of the organization and for the stabilization effort in Iraq.
Whatever view each of us may take of the events of recent months, it is vital to all of us that the outcome is a stable, democratic Iraq at peace with itself and with its neighbors, and contributing to the stability in the region.
But even as he urged the United Nations to cooperate on the issue of Iraq, the Secretary General criticized the United States for its policy of using preemptive strikes against perceived threats, a policy that led the U.S. into war without a Security Council consensus. Annan said he was afraid other nations would adopt the same policy.
My concern is that if it were to be adopted, it will set precedents that resulted in a proliferation of the unilateral and lawless use of force, with or without justification.
But the Secretary General also expressed sympathy for the fears of the United States in the aftermath of the attacks on September 11, 2001.
It is not enough to denounce unilateralism unless we also face up squarely to the concerns that make some states feel uniquely vulnerable, since it is those concerns that drive them to take unilateral action. We must show that those concerns can and will be addressed effectively through collective action.
President Bush did not apologize for the decision to use force against Iraq. He characterized the war as a strike against tyranny and terrorism.
Across Iraq, life is being improved by liberty. Across the Middle East, people are safer because an unstable aggressor has been removed from power. Across the world, nations are more secure because an ally of terror has fallen.
But at the United Nations, there is great concern that if the post-war situation in Iraq does not improve quickly, Iraq will become the next Afghanistan, a host country to terrorism. The question for the U.S. and other members is how to move ahead to stabilize Iraq. Yesterday, President Bush called on other nations to help. He offered an expanded political role for the United Nations in Iraq. But Mr. Bush also resisted pressure from France, Germany, and Russia to speed up the transfer of authority to the Iraqi people. The president said the process of political transition must be orderly and democratic.
This process must unfold according to the needs of Iraqis, neither hurried nor delayed by the wishes of other parties.
After a brief meeting with President Bush in New York, French President Jacques Chirac talked to reporters through an interpreter.
We have common objectives. It's, of course, the restoration of peace, reconstruction, and if possible, democracy.
But Chirac said France and the U.S. diverge on the timetable for restoring sovereignty in Iraq, a paramount issue for France. A senior administration official says that Presidents Bush and Chirac discussed their differences, did not resolve them, but pledged to try to work together. The U.S. is seeking a new U.N. Security Council resolution in hopes that it would encourage more countries to share the military and financial burdens in Iraq. No council member has threatened to veto the resolution, but as a senior administration official acknowledged yesterday, the United States has more work to do if it is to obtain a meaningful consensus. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, New York.